Good morning.
Come on. Why does the morning always start out like this?
Well, that's how today's going to go.
Why?
That's how today's going to go.
Happens every 4 seconds, but it's not happening. Oh, there it is again.
That's okay. So, welcome to Static Radio.
Yes, good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Yes, that's us.
Or at least me in the morning.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you randomly get her when it doesn't sound like C-3PO.
MyStaticRadio.com.
You sound like static. Huh? So maybe that's what it is. Right there.
No.
No?
So lame.
Move over. Yeah, move over. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to play some music. Because your mic's acting awesome.
Yeah.
And that's how we start our Friday. Before Their Eyes, a song called Faith. Static Radio. Vessels, Static Radio, good morning.
Can I talk? Oh, yes. It's
yeah.
Hello, good morning. I just
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I just hit myself in the
Static
face.
Static Radio, you did. It's been an awesome morning. First, your mic stops working, and then you went to put your headphones on, and they kind of snap back into your face hole.
Oh, yeah. Wow, my face hole?
Yeah.
That hurt more than the microphone or than the everything else that's happening. Friday. That hurts more than Friday. That hurts more than my Friday.
Yay, you said it. It's Friday. It is here. And not just any Friday. It's the Friday before Father's Day.
So it's your Friday?
It's Father's Day Friday?
Yes.
It's Father's Day Eve?
It is.
Eve?
Is Father's Day always on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same as
Mother's.
Wow.
Okay. Well, good to know.
Fail.
I know. That's a big fail on my part.
Have you already gotten stuff?
I just take my pops out to lunch.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about anything else. He doesn't want anything.
That you think.
Oh, yeah. We already went over this. Really, he doesn't.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
I'm enough.
You are. You're more. You're way more than enough. So, I'm just kidding. Hey, I want to talk about something before we go to fathers, because I'm sure this whole day is going to be ended up dedicated to fathers, but I wanted to talk about something near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about sports. Not really, actually. I want to talk about a guy in sports, but I want to talk about what he's doing to get a date. And I don't know if it's cool or not.
Okay.
All right. He's a professional athlete. Major League Baseball player, Gio Gonzalez of the Nationals. He's a pitcher.
Okay.
I don't know. Apparently, he's a nice guy. He is one of baseball's best young pitchers. And he couldn't get a date for the 2012 Dream Gala on Saturday.
Can't be that nice.
So he did what people normally do when they can't get a date. He turned to his Twitter followers.
What?
And he tweeted, "Hey, I need a date for the gala on Saturday night. Any sexy single ladies interested? ...
And then everyone replied. Even men.
Yeah. He later followed up the tweet by saying his potential date must be at least 21 years of age. Money, not a problem for the left-hander who just signed a 5-year, $42 million contract extension in January. But is that creepy?
It's Desperate.
What is it? Because I read it and I'm like, okay.
It's every he's only, girl's
he's 26.
Dream.
He's 26 years old. He's, yeah, dude.
26, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still young. He's still foolish.
The Washington Nationals have a 10-2 record in games that he starts. So he ranks among the National League leaders in strikeouts. He's awesome.
Honestly,
he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
I don't think it's that weird.
But he can't get a date. Why not? How many creepies do you think responded right away? I'm more worried for his safety.
Well, he's probably going to go through like everyone.
And do what? How do you...
He's going to be pretty shallow. He's going to pick by how they look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Twitter, do you even post photos on Twitter, really?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of can through Instagram or through whatever.
You can post a picture through Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can just take a picture and it'll just show up as a... It's like pic.twitter.com or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's that weird.
Kind of desperate to me.
It is, but maybe he'd rather just know that they're fans rather than them pretending they don't really know who he is.
Yeah.
Actually, if I were to meet him, I wouldn't know who he was. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously the people who follow him on Twitter are fans.
Maybe.
Not maybe.
Yeah.
I don't follow anybody on Twitter that I'm like, know you, but I'm going to follow you because you seem funny.
That's not totally true. Do.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But they're dudes, so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com. His name's Gio Gonzalez, and he is a pitcher for the Nationals, 26 years old, and he tweeted that he needed a date for the gala, which goes down tomorrow night. Said they needed to be 21 years old or older. And one of the National League's best pitchers, and can't seem to find a date. So he took to Twitter to find said date. I just don't see that being like a lasting relationship.
I don't see it being a lasting relationship, but also it seems like he is obviously not looking for a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. His tweet said, quote, "Hey, I need a date for the gala on Saturday night. In sexy single ladies interested?"
Well, how do you phrase that? Would be like,
he forgot the "any." Oh, he forgot the "y," so that, he put "in."
That like dropped half of the girls.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he can't spell. Never mind.
Did I mention he just signed a 5-year, $42 million contract extension?
Who needs to spell?
Exactly. And that's exactly what's going to happen. It's just, I don't know. It just feels really...
does
sad.
It's
I feel bad.
You feel sad for him.
I do. I really do.
Maybe it's because he's so famous that he can't go outside without the paparazzi being crazy, and so he just wants to feel a little bit normal. Maybe this is what he would have done in high school.
He lives in Washington, D.C. Do you really think people care about baseball players out there that much?
Oh, they don't?
I don't know. I don't feel
that's
like
what I thought about
would.
When I was living, because I live in New Mexico.
Yeah.
But apparently I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
So.
That's true.
You could be wrong about D.C.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Major League Baseball player tweets that he's on the lookout for a date. Desperate? Interesting? Creepy? Thoughtful?
Thoughtful, that's what it is.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Love. Oh, yeah.
Exciting and new.
Why do you
That's
know the
love
words?
Note. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking about love.
No, we were not talking about love.
We were talking about sort of love. Twitter love?
Possible love.
Talking about Gio Gonzalez. By the way, good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Yes, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
That's right. 8:25.
6:25.
If you're on the East Coast, it's 8:25.
Did you really think it was 8:25? Oh, you wish it were 8:25. Not for another 2 hours, yo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Truth.
We're gonna ruin the day.
So we're talking about this Major League Baseball player, Gio Gonzalez. He needs a date for the gala this Saturday, so he did what any normal professional Major League Baseball player would do. He took to Twitter and tweeted it. Hey, in sexy single ladies interested?
And sexy... No.
No.
No, sir.
Why? Huh? Why?
Why?
Because he forgot the why.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't proof his tweet before he sent it out. So
right.
He sent out an N instead of any.
He's kind of busy, yo. He's a Major League Baseball player.
Which explains why he has to take to Twitter to find a date.
Because he doesn't have time.
Yes.
So this is totally normal to you.
So he...
Because you looked up his picture and he's kind of cute and makes $42 million.
Ew, no, I did not say that at all. I said, well, he's not ugly. That's what I said. Oh my gosh.
Ew.
I just turned into a 12-year-old girl. You can't say that because I didn't say that.
Speaking of, I can make you turn into a 12-year-old girl even further. A friend of mine last night, she lives in New York.
I'm
going
to freak out.
You are.
The Today Show.
She was,
oh my gosh.
She was down near Rockefeller and she was having dinner out on a patio and then all of a sudden all these screams just erupted. Oh, look, it's Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber going by. And a gajillion 12-year-olds. There's video. Yeah, a gajillion 12-year-olds. Like,
yeah.
Bum-rushing him. And
yeah.
It's unreal to me.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't be there.
Good.
Wait,
you would do that?
No.
You would bum-rush?
No,
oh, okay.
Because I wouldn't even be able to see him because I wouldn't be whatever that's called. Bum-rushing? Is that what you're calling it? No, I couldn't.
Totally, like, rush in his car.
And actually... We had, never mind. I can go on about Justin Bieber stories.
Yeah, I know you could. It's sad.
Well, we have somebody who used to work here and they went to Maui and ended up in the same store as him. They're like, no, that's not him. Is that his girlfriend? No, that's not him. No, he's a lot cuter than that.
Wow.
And it was him. And it was.
Nice.
Being him, so.
And you were bummed because
I was bummed
there.
Because it wasn't like they were like, they weren't bum rushing him. There were 12-year-old girls standing outside the store. They weren't allowed in. So. Yeah, no, I'm glad I'm not there.
It's crazy to me.
People have been waiting out there for like a week.
Yeah, days.
No.
Yeah, she was taking photos of them because she works in that area. And yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, no, you kind of are that person anyways.
No, I'm not. If I were to meet him, I wouldn't talk about his music.
I'd be like, hey.
Hey, what's up? What's your name again? No. Justin, you have a weird last name. What is it?
Right. Yeah, that's totally how it would go.
No.
That's not how it would go at all.
No.
You were such a nerdy fangirl. It's hilarious.
I don't want to talk about this,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay. We can move on.
Yeah, can we?
We can totally move on. We're talking about Gio Gonzalez, Major League Baseball player. Took to Twitter trying to get a date. Thoughts? 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you would like to chime in on the conversation. I know JD said it's basically like
flipping roles.
Yeah, switching roles because normally creepy fangirls like Michelle are asking Justin Bieber on dates on Twitter.
Whoa.
But this time it's the celebrity asking the simpleton.
The only time I have tweeted Justin Bieber is to make a joke about how I thought it was weird that all of his fans have his same last name.
You tweeted Justin Bieber?
I had to. Because I just thought it was so funny that all of his
Justin,
fans are like, my
hey
name
Justin,
is...
this is so funny. Don't you think it's funny?
No, I didn't like talk to him. I was
don't
like,
you think it's funny?
It's crazy how all the Biebers came out once Justin Bieber got famous.
Yeah, all the Biebs. All the Biebs.
How do all these girls have the same last name as him?
I don't know. How do they?
He must have married all of them.
Oh, wow.
They're from Canada.
<They're> Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Love and death for you right now. A song called Chemicals. Static Radio.
In the morning.
That's right. 6:36. Welcome to Static Radio. What she said. Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We were talking about this Major League Baseball player that tweeted he needed a date.
Not just any date. And sexy single date.
Yeah.
And over the
sexy single interested?
Over the age of 21.
Yeah. So 26-year-old Gio Gonzalez going to a gala tomorrow night, needs a date.
So get your entry in.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a couple comments on Facebook. I think my favorite comment so far
is
Bill.
One that I don't understand.
What? Come on. Depends on his on-base percentage. Hello.
I don't
his, First base, second base. Hello.
Hello? I know. I get the base
on base percentage.
I get it.
How often he gets on base?
Yes.
Is the on base percentage
first, second, or third?
Well, yeah. That's his on base. The fact that I just had to explain that to you.
I get that.
Made that so unfunny.
I get the whole, I just don't know what that even existed.
An on base percentage?
Yeah.
Wow.
You never told me.
It's your OBP, bro.
This is wrong. You never even told me.
Sorry. I forgot I was supposed to tell you everything there is to know about
sports.
I
going.
Love sports. I do. I love them.
Yeah, I love that song. That song makes me love sports.
Yep. So, anyways.
GD says, it sounds like he's just following the trend, like we said earlier,
yeah,
of the regular people asking out famous people, but he's just reversing the roles.
Nah, so it's totally cool and normal?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
Like, if Tebow went out with every girl that asked him,
it'd be a little awkward.
It'd be weird.
It's a lot of dates.
Yeah. We'd have to question him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You never know. Love will find a way.
You did not.
Love will.
You did not.
Love will keep us together.
No. Are you quoting 80s bands?
I'm just quoting songs, yeah. Random, terrible, terrible songs.
They really are.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Was that Tesla? Anyways.
I don't know.
That was Tesla.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Really? Because they were just here last night. Really Tesla?
Yeah.
Shane went and saw them last night with the Scorpions. So they played his theme song live.
Hurricane Shane.
Yeah, Hurricane Shane. So, anyways, yeah, moving right along.
That was just a good question. Glad we got an answer.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to Bill and JD.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is Friday morning. Finally Friday. It is here. It's the Friday before Father's Day, so if you don't have a gift for your pops, bro.
Do you have any expectations?
Me?
Yeah.
I actually had to, in the reverse, go, don't get me anything.
We just
are broke. We just went on vacation. We had a lot of fun. I don't want anything. Oh, but there's a couple things. Just a little, no! And every year I say that, and every year there's always something. And
maybe she's been hiding away cash, so
yeah, right.
You don't even know.
No, because in that case, what? Where have you been hiding this money?
Under the mattress.
Give me my
Make
money.
The bed.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I have none expectation. Well, no, that's not true. My boys always like draw me something cool or make something cool.
That's cool.
Which is super fresh. So that's awesome, but yeah, I don't know. No, and I don't want anything.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
So I bought myself something.
What did you buy yourself?
This week. I was online and I was looking and I found this really awesome deal.
Did you deserve it? How does Dave Ramsey feel about this?
So I looked at my wife and I said, and pointed to the monitor and she looked at me and said, Happy Father's Day.
Nice.
And I said, sweet, okay. And I bought it right then and there. It's a new Angels jersey that I just needed. I needed.
Because your other one was like 1,000 times too big?
I have like 7.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I have a lot of jerseys. Did I mention that I love? Yeah! Oh, I love! I do! It's my favorite thing in the world! Sports! Not really, but I do enjoy sports. I really do.
Like I said, I enjoy that song.
Yeah.
So every time it plays.
So, yeah, it's Father's Day Eve. And so we got a few things to talk about for Father's Day, including this one that really kind of made me nauseous. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a new report. I needed to have like my breaking. Yeah, there you go. This just in. There's a new report claiming what your dad really wants for Father's Day is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Botox.
Ugh, no.
Botox.
Why do you want Botox?
I have no idea. It's even though he probably never admitted, a company analyzed Facebook and Twitter posts about Botox, trying to get some information on the women who were interested in Botox, kind of as a marketing thing or whatever. Turns out that about 40% of Botox comments are made by men.
Really?
About Botox. Yeah. And they believe the reason men are talking so much about Botox is because they secretly want it.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Have they seen what it does to women?
Here's how they came to that conclusion. A company called The Patient's Guide analyzed Facebook and Twitter posts about Botox and found about 40% are now made by men. And their stats have also shown a 44% increase in men searching their site for information about cosmetic surgeries and treatments.
That is so
for
weird.
For men.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Because at first it was like, well, I mean, maybe they're searching these websites because they're hoping there's pictures.
Every time.
Oh. Come over here. What were you saying? You were saying something.
Every time I see someone with Botox, I just sing the word Botox. Like, it's not, I don't think it's awesome.
You, especially for dudes, you would look like one of the villains in like the Dick Tracy movie. I don't know. So, yeah, according to this new, I don't know, this company is called The Patient's Guide. They analyzed Facebook and Twitter posts about Botox and found about 40% of comments on Twitter, on Facebook, are now made by men, and they believe it's because that's what they secretly want.
I guess.
I don't know.
Do you make comments about Botox?
Is that the lip stuff?
No, that's like injections everywhere to make you not have wrinkles.
I thought it was what made you look like you got stung by bees. That, Botox.
I think it can. Those
lips.
Are lip injections.
Yeah. But isn't that Botox?
I don't know the specifics.
I couldn't. No. That's disgusting.
It really
You're
is.
You're like injecting
Barbie dolls
into your face.
No, but it's not just lips.
Face.
It's everywhere. Because like your face sags and so.
Oh, that's different. I always wanted like a really structured jawline. I'm just kidding. No,
do you
of course
want Botox?
Not. No, this is awful.
We can arrange this.
Yeah, stats have shown that 44% increase in men searching the site for information about cosmetic surgeries and treatments. And so Father's Day is right around the corner.
There you go.
Something dads always wanted to look like.
Started saving a year ago.
Yeah, he got punched in the face by bees.
That's
that's pretty much what Botox looks like.
It does.
So
it
it's disgusting, and I think this is just a stupid story. I don't think there's any way. I don't think if there's one dude. Well, no, because I don't think a dude would really ever admit that.
Was this from Beverly Hills? Like,
no, it doesn't say. The Patient's Guide. It's a group that analyzed. Yeah,
I think most company. People who get that are probably in like the 90210.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills. Get it?
Yeah,
I know
no,
that.
No,
I know I, that zip
yeah,
code.
Yeah. Thanks. Got that. That's good. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Wow. Well, on that, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Social D for you. Also, some Switchfoot. And yeah, it's Father's Day Eve. Men, Botox? Really? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll be right back.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
There you go. Social D, reach for the sky. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. Oh, stupid.
Yes. Hi. Good
Me.
Morning. I'm here.
I turned the wrong mic on.
That's
we have
okay.
too many mics in studio.
And it's okay. You know what? It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's finally here, and I'm excited. We've been talking about Father's Day. It's coming up on Sunday. I gotta be honest, a day I've not normally cared about and or worried about.
That's good. That's good.
That is good. I was about to say, because my dad died when I was six,
oh,
and so I haven't
gosh.
Had a need for Father's Day.
I thought you were just being selfless. Wow.
I was just gonna mention that. It hurts.
I'm gonna walk out now.
Why? Is it weird?
No.
Is it awkward?
No.
Jerk.
Hey.
I wish I could have worried about Father's Day.
Okay. I gotta go home.
Ah. Not really. No, I'm good. I forget. I forget it happens.
I forget too. That's
so
bad.
Yeah. I used to just get my mom a Father's Day card. You know what I mean?
She was both?
She was both.
Yeah.
You know, so. But, yeah. Anyways. So we were talking about this article that claims what men really want for Father's Day is Botox, but I'm thinking not so much.
I don't think so.
I'm hoping not so much.
What did Thebe say?
He said men do not get Botox. Women pretending to be men get Botox.
There we go.
That's about right.
That's like a ding. Ah.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. Sorry. Here. Oh, sorry. It wasn't up.
We're having issues today.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. I think we're just ready to go home.
Nah, no.
Never.
So on that, I thought, hey, I want to help everybody out because Father's Day is a couple days away. And one, if you don't have a Father's Day gift already, well, you kind of suck because it's right around the corner.
Or you could just listen now.
Yeah, you really could. Because we're going to hook you up. Here it is. All right, Father's Day, this Sunday. Dads apparently are hard to buy for. I did not know that. I assumed I always thought I was easy to buy for.
Well, what do you want? Like, what are things that you...
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I don't know. gift cards.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to buy my own things. That's my big thing is, well, I don't really want...
Do you really want a gift card, or would you be upset if you just got cash?
I'll be honest. My wife was, you know, hey, when we got back from vacation, I said, don't buy me anything. But I found, look, can I show you what I wanted to get you? And I said, sure. And she showed me, and I said, okay. So maybe I am notoriously hard to shop for. Apparently men are
Wait,
hard to shop for.
Because you didn't want that?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like an okay.
It was like a camo army green grill. Like she wanted to buy me a grill.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
See, but that's, to me, that's what I would have wanted to get you.
Yeah.
Like if you were my dad.
If I was your dad, jerk. I'm not that old. I'm not that old. Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I already have a grill in the back that I never use because I prefer grilling inside because we have this like really cool. Never mind.
Okay.
I do all my cooking inside on the stove.
Oh,
I really do. Father's Day is this Sunday, and if you're still looking for something to give him and you have a dad like me, we're notoriously hard to buy for. Here's five things for Father's Day that all cost less than $50. How's that?
That's
five
doable.
Random things. Although, I'll tell you right now, this is not my list, and so I'm probably going to end up trashing all five of these because...
You don't like any of them.
I'm not a fan. And in fact, I'm probably only going to trash four of them since there's only four on the first page and they didn't put the second page of the story on here.
That is
so weird.
Who messes
with my stuff? Number one, an iPad paintbrush.
Oh.
Really?
An iPad paintbrush?
Yeah, an iPad paintbrush. I will tell you right now. That is not what dads want.
I'd
for
be
Father's
angry
Day.
If I won that on that show.
Yeah.
Price is right.
They say if he's addicted to the game, draw something, right? This website has a 2-in-1 iPad paintbrush and stylus pen. It's around $40.
No one is addicted to that game anymore.
And no one's addicted so much that they're like, you know what I need for draw something? A paintbrush. Because I'm a dad and that's what I do in all my spare time is play draw something. Nobody wants that.
That's awful. That's like for your 12-year-old.
Yeah. Number two, a pick puncher.
What is that?
Well, if he's a guitar guy, which I am, and I'll tell you right now, as a guitar guy, no. This website sells what basically looks like a stapler, but it punches out guitar picks out of anything made of plastic, like a credit card.
That's kind of cool. But then you have to get the right, like, what is it, the gauge or what is it called?
Right. The weight.
The weight. Yeah.
The like heaviness.
Heaviness, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's what it's really called. But
right.
Like a credit card is like
yeah,
a base
pretty hard.
Pick.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say I use like light to medium picks. And so I don't know what I would go around punching out. So to me it's almost
paper?
Novelty kind of waste of money. Right. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, it won't work.
So no, that one gets the prices wrong as
also.
Well. Yeah. The daddle.
Is that a paddle for the
No, dad? And I will tell you right now, dads do not want this. No one get this for their dad.
If you want this,
right?
Call in.
Okay, the daddle. The kids will like this one. It's a saddle that you can wear... So that your kids can ride you like a horse without falling off.
Are you kidding me?
It's the daddle.
I'm so angry right now. The daddle?
It's the dad
That's
saddle.
That's a big joke. That's a big joke, and the people who made that are laughing.
My kids, they're getting a little too old.
Yeah.
To play daddle.
Yeah.
But, that one, That one, I don't know. That one's kind of cool if I had kids small enough to ride on my back without breaking it.
No, that's so, not cool. Is it like Tempur-Pedic foam on
your back? I used to have to like horsey my kids to bed one at a time every single night and then put them and they would like unsaddle and jump off into bed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they would dismount.
Great.
So the daddle actually sounds kind of cool, but I don't know. It's not exactly something that's nice and relaxing for dad.
That's like you getting your wife a vacuum for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah. Number four on the list for great Father's Day gifts, Star Wars ice cubes. That's kind of cool.
That's probably the only thing you'd want.
It's an ice cube tray that makes exact replicas of Han Solo frozen in carbonite. But the problem is I would never want to use them because I don't want to drink something with Han Solo frozen in carbonite staring at me.
You would.
You would. I totally would, actually. That's pretty rad.
I figured the ice cubes will all be too big for your cup, though.
Yeah.
For your ice glass.
When in doubt, find something cool and Star Wars-y for Father's Day.
For you?
I think that's a good rule of thumb for most dads.
If I did that for my dad, he'd be like, what is this? I'm like, what? Dad, it's a washcloth.
What kind
with
of father is he?
I didn't ever see them until after. Remember, we go over this every day.
It just makes me so sad.
I know.
I'm so sorry for you.
I can...
Maybe that's why I'm choosing to spoil my kids so much with great movies because of neglected children like you.
That's it.
Who were given nothing in life. Nothing.
See, I don't know what I'm missing out on.
You really don't. You're not missing out on terribly too much.
Wait, did you just say I'm not?
Like, you're not.
Really?
Good morning.
7:08 in the morning.
Static Radio. Hi. Welcome to the show, Steve-O and Mitch. In the morning. But I guess that makes sense because it's a morning show.
So it's morning and it's 7:09
right.
In the morning.
Stuff. It's Father's Day Eve. We've been talking a little bit about Father's Day and about what at least others think fathers want. Like the daddle.
Huh? Yes, yeah, the daddle.
Thinking not
it's
so
a
much.
Saddle for a dad.
Get it?
No.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque, the word of wisdom.
All right, what's up, Matthew?
Not much. How you doing, Mitch?
Good, doing good.
Hey, you guys want your word of wisdom this morning?
Yes, please.
Okay, I got this here. The best way to destroy an enemy is to make them a friend.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, Here's something exciting. My dad, he just got a new truck yesterday. It's actually used. It's a 2001 Dodge Dakota.
Wow.
Yeah. He got it from the Nissan lot.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's new to him, and it's his. Is that his Father's Day present?
Kind of. Hey, so what do you expect for Father's Day, Steve-O?
A whole lot of nothing. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm happy you two are talking to each other again. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked it out. We are definitely okay right now.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It'd kind of be really odd with the morning show if I didn't talk to my co-host.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Have you guys ordered Sopo yet?
No, we haven't yet.
Man, I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Bye, man.
All right.
Talk to you mañana.
Man, that would be Matthew from Albuquerque. Good morning.
I don't think I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Speaking of, because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, 505-338-3700, the phone number, 2STATIC Radio, by the way. I got some parenting lessons from some dads.
Okay.
That I thought would be kind of cool, being that it is Father's Day Eve and whatnot. In fact, you may know one of the dads.
Yeah.
Celebrity dad.
Oh.
It's five parenting lessons from celebrity dads. I probably should have pre-read these because let's see if it's any good. But one of them comes from Gavin Rosdale.
Okay.
Married to chick from No Doubt.
Gwen Stefani.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So
that's all I really
apparently
know
he's
song.
Got some words of wisdom when it comes to being a father, and he says quality time spent together is what matters. You know, when we see photos of Gavin Rossdale pushing his sons Kingston and Zuma.
Wow, those are names.
On the swings in the park. Yeah, exactly. These are the moments that all traces of fame are erased, and all that's left is a dad genuinely enjoying time spent with kids. They're the moments that kids will never forget, and they're what make a bond between father and son.
I don't know if this works. I can't hear. Things are happening. There's a building on fire.
There is, actually.
Yes, there really is a building on fire, and it's not telling me. Are you kidding? Okay, let's start this over.
Okay, fine. I will.
Here's your traffic report for the day. There's a fire, Edith, at Montanio. It's closed due to a structure fire.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're gonna be okay?
Yeah. You just do that all the time where I don't know what's happening.
You would think by now you would realize come 7:15-ish we're going to have to do traffic,
yes,
and you would be prepared.
Today's been weird, okay?
Yeah.
There's another closed road due to construction, Manal at 12th.
Okay.
It's just closed. Don't go there.
Okay.
What else is happening? There's a double right lane closure at Academy, East Eubank, as well as road construction, right lane closed, Eubank Boulevard and Central, as well as my own, it's not on here, but Montgomery in Wyoming has lots of construction. And last time I was there a few days ago, it was down to one lane. So be careful over there.
Well, all right.
That's personal experience right there.
That's your look at traffic.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Traffic sponsored by SOPO.
Yeah, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, Solomon's Porch. That's the real name, except did you notice they actually went with SOPO recently on their,
did
on their
they?
Like, billboards and
hey.
Stuff? Not billboards. What's I that like called? Their marquees?
Yeah.
SOPO.
SOPO.
Yeah.
That's what I've always called it.
I know.
Hey, guys.
Hey! Hey!
You knew it was us.
How are you
I
doing?
I did. Good. How are you?
We're good. Oh, wait, you have caller ID, huh?
I do.
That's not fair. We don't have caller ID.
We don't.
We never get to know who's calling
That'd
us.
Be really helpful.
That would be super helpful.
But that's what makes it a surprise. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, truth, truth. So
I guess.
All right. Hey, can I get an iced Captain Americano?
Yes.
That would be an iced, largest size Americano you have.
All right.
Cuban style right. shots.
Eh, nah.
Okay.
You don't have to.
You don't have to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an iced black tea.
Ooh.
All right.
And
all
can
right.
I get a Stever as well, which is just a
grilled burrito.
Grilled burrito.
Sure.
Doesn't there matter what kind.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Cashy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. There it is.
Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Yep.
Where everybody knows your name.
Something like that.
My microphone is working really well.
Yeah, yeah. Good job. That was.
Whew. Usually I'm a little bit quieter
good.
Than that. Yeah.
That's good. Wow. You know. You like to sing?
No.
That's good.
That was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah. So there it is. SOPO. Right now, the Devious Means, song called Whitmer.
All right.
Static. Good morning. Welcome to Freaky Friday.
Yeah, we have a list of things that are going wrong today.
It's one of those days, but you know what? Welcome to the show. We're excited to be here. And yeah. Are,
yes.
Are you excited like I'm excited?
Yes. I am, because otherwise, if I weren't here, I wouldn't know.
You'd just cry?
I'd just cry.
So what can we use today? Prayer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it seems like everything's breaking down right now. I went to go get my coffee. Everything's cool. Went to go grab my milk that I've never used in my coffee ever.
You never use creamer.
Yeah.
Never.
And it pours out clump, clump, clump into the coffee, and I thought I was going to lose everything that I've ever eaten in my entire life in SOPO.
Because that clump is bad sour milk.
Yeah, dude. Wow, what a morning. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque with a song.
Sup? Oh, let's hear it.
Making it better.
Okay, do you guys know that song? It's called Guns for Hands by 27 Pilots.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, I was wondering if you guys could play that for me.
Only if you can tell me what it means.
Means that they have hands, they have guns.
For hands?
Yep.
That's really what that means?
The title explains it, Steve-O.
Oh, okay.
Nerd.
I never knew.
Did you guys get my voicemail, Steve-O?
Oh, wow. I haven't checked my voicemail. Doing the show.
Yeah, that baby named Mr. Day, man, is on your voicemail. It's a boy.
Oh, okay.
He has the winner.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
He has so much wisdom.
Always.
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 Matthew from LBJ, I think.
So, hey, I want to talk about something.
Yeah.
Annoying neighbors?
Yeah, bro. What's going on?
Did you just call me bro?
Yeah.
Why'd you call me bro?
Is that wrong, man?
I think I see what you're doing here, and I don't like it. Are you making fun of me?
I don't know what you're talking about, Captain.
I don't call people Captain.
Whatever, sport.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, is this like the number one annoyance for you or what?
Yeah.
I don't say Captain or sport.
You might
or
as well.
Chief or what do I say?
Bro. Yeah, dude. Man, for real, bro. Yeah, brother. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man, that's like, man, I agree. Yeah, thanks so much. Brother. Bro.
Brother?
Brother?
Do I sound like I'm...
Bro?
Bro.
Captain? Dude, Chief?
Brother?
Sport?
I think of Hulk Hogan. Let me tell you something, brother. And I've never, ever said that. Ever, ever, ever.
You're my brother in Christ, bro. That's... Seriously, though. I'm sorry.
I don't do that.
I totally
that.
Just changed tracks on you because I wanted to make fun of you.
Why?
Because, yes, okay, yesterday...
Yeah.
I'm looking over your shoulder as you write an email.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, man, thank you so much, bro. I'm like, are you kidding me? And the thing is, you do it on the phone, too. And so I'm calling out every guy because my husband does it, too. Like,
yeah.
It's their go-to just, like, to make someone feel loved, I guess.
So why are you dissing it? I'm being good. I'm trying to, like, make someone feel loved and bro-ish.
No.
No?
No.
No more bro?
No more bro. Yeah. Well,
supposed to name my child Brody if I can't say bro?
You can... That's okay. Because you can end it with, yeah, Brody.
I'll tell you right now, all last night, rubbing on the belly, Chrissy, Brody. Brody. And she said, Nody. And I said, please, Brody. She's like, you are setting him up to smoke pot and live in Southern California. No. No Brody.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
but Brody. Come on. You can't just say Brody. It's Brody. Like, come on. I'm just saying, it would be super fresh.
I don't know, bro.
Be super fresh, man. Check it out, man. My name's Brody, and this is what I talk like. Oh. That would be great.
No, that would not be great.
Come on.
Man.
Anyways.
Whatever,
all right.
Bro.
I get it. I won't say that anymore. All right, Chief?
Yes, sir, Captain.
I wanted to call you Lieutenant First Class. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start using really long ones. That's right, Staff Sergeant First Class.
Okay, Colonel.
Yeah, exactly. See? I'm going to start using, except mine don't make any sense. Yours, at least, there really are colonels.
Yeah.
Lieutenants.
There really are.
Mm-hmm.
And lieutenants. But you know what? Go for it. You just keep
mixing them up.
I just think it's really funny to like listen to any guy on the phone. Yeah, no, for sure, man. Yeah, thanks, bro. I'm like, what?
Okay.
Really? They can get really, like, mean, though.
So cut yeah, off
that's,
the...
That's right, bro. If you're upset.
So it's the inflection and in how we use the bro, man, dude.
Yeah. Dude.
Dude.
Always.
Dude.
I'm
never going to not say dude.
No, that's dude. Fine. Dude. You can use it as, like, every noun,
yeah.
Person, place, thing.
Yeah.
Verb.
Dude?
Yeah, see?
I could have a whole conversation with just dude.
Probably.
Yeah.
They made a movie about that.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, sort of. It's called Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah.
It's dude. That's all I remember. I was that. That's all I remember.
Well, I was going to talk about a top 10 list that was hilarious.
I'm sorry.
But you totally derailed me, bro. Dude.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man.
Bro.
Sorry.
Dude, man, bro.
Sorry, Mr. Boss Man.
I can't. Okay, I will try and cut. Here's the deal. It's 7:45. I will cut Dude, Man, Bro out of my vocabulary until the end of the show.
Okay. It's now something that has to happen, and I will be taking notes.
If possible.
No, you can do it.
Okay. It's a part of my vocabulary, friend.
But you, I can say all of these words.
Of course you can.
Yes.
Sister. You can't say that. What do you say at the end of a sentence? You just end a sentence?
You just end it.
No, I've never done that before. Cheap. It's going to be hard.
I don't know, bro.
Oh, see, that's not cool.
It's okay, man. Don't even worry about it.
All right, I'm just going to start using everyone's name. That way, it's more personal.
No.
Right, Michelle?
No.
No, Mitch. No. All right, Miatch. Sweet. You.
Dude.
I can't do it. This is really tough.
Yes, you can.
Period.
It was 7.
I'm just
going to
start saying period at the end of everything.
Period.
That's right, period.
That's right, exclamation
mark. Dude.
Oh. What? If you missed the past 3 minutes, Steve-O is no longer allowed to say dude, bro, or man for the rest of the show. For the rest of the show.
What if I'm referring to my new child, Brody? Because there's bro in it.
Because you...
That doesn't count! I was explaining! You're really going to tally how many times I say that?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude. Man, stop! No! We gotta take a quick break. I can't do this. Seriously. Wow. Okay. All right. 21 Pilots on the way back. Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip Heitzig.
Yes, dude. Welcome to the show, bro.
Wow.
I'm serious, man.
I thought you were trying to... Are you trying?
Here's the deal.
Bro.
No, I didn't say it. Apparently, it's time to help me expand my vocabulary. By the way, welcome to Static Radio, bro.
You have to try.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
That would be us.
And you have to try.
I will try.
Here's the thing. If you're just now tuning in, Steve-O has a very small vocabulary.
It's kind of limited, right?
The most...
Don't judge me, bro.
Wow. Cut it out.
Oh, what are you, 12?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right.
I could tell you wanted to hear.
So...
So he says words like dude, bro, and man in every other sentence.
Uh-huh.
So now it is time to help Steve-O improve his vocab skills with a Z. So he can't say those. What other words can he say in place of those? You can call in 33. What's our number?
3-4-4-3-3-8.
I have 3700.
That's the only phone number you need to remember for the rest of your life. 3-3-8-3700.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
Assuming that Facebook works.
Yeah. Static, hello.
Steve-O.
Yo.
It's Tommy.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. This whole dude situation.
Yeah.
I say it a lot too, but I replaced it with vato, which is the Spanish version.
So if I replace it with new phrases, that's totally acceptable.
Can he do that, Mitch?
Yes. Yes, he can.
Right on, vato.
All right. There it is.
Sounds so white when I say it.
That's okay, though.
All right.
I sound white when I say dude.
All right, Holmes. Holmes?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
Catch you later.
So that means I'm going to have to come up with like the Spanish lingo now?
It could be German. I don't care.
German? What do they say?
It sounds cool. I don't know. I don't speak German.
What is that, Wiener Schnitzel? What if I just start talking like that? Would that be weird?
Everything in place with a V?
Yeah.
Vat.
That's why it'd be vato?
Vat.
I can't say vato.
Vato. It's almost a D.
I have like the whitest voice in the universe.
Yeah,
like,
which is bad because aren't you half Hispanic?
All my inflections.
Half?
Yes, I am. I am. My mom is 100%, so therefore I am half.
I like 100%.
She is 100%. She is 100. Dude, bro, and male?
Brood, dro, and male.
Oh, okay.
So, dude and bro.
Will you stop telling these?
I have to.
Man.
I just said it again. Next.
Static.
Meine Freunde.
Ah, C.
No, it's German, man.
I don't know. Da. Is that how?
Nah, that's Russian.
Oh, I don't know, man.
You are the UN of lingo.
I am. Seriously. Friend. I'm trying to come up with new ones. And it's hard because my brain's at least stopping me right now.
So what did you just say? In German?
Mein Freud?
Meine Freunde. My friend.
My friend in German. Meine Freunde. That sounds like something straight out of Indiana Jones.
Does it?
Yeah.
They speak German.
I learned all my German from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I'm just kidding. That's the only one that doesn't have
it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I will not, actually. So all right. Thanks for the call, mein Freunde.
It's okay, dude.
There it is.
Brittany suggests gentlemen.
Gentlemen?
Hello, gentlemen.
I have to say something. I can't not say those three words. It's quite difficult. I'll be completely honest.
This will happen. You can do this.
My wife's going to love this because I do say those.
Just a little. You
much.
Call her dude.
I kind of do. Not as much as I used to.
That's good.
I used to call her dude a lot.
Ah,
that doesn't count.
It does.
You tricked me. You can't tally that one.
Yeah, I can. And I did,
all right.
Dude.
So at the end of the show, we have 2 hours of show left. At the end of the show, you're going to tally up how many times I say the three words I'm not allowed to say.
Yes.
What are the three words?
Dude, bro, and man. If you have any suggestions, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right, mind a friend. I just sound special.
You are.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back, brood, dro, male. That doesn't make any sense.
What about Maine?
Maine?
Yeah.
No, that just sounds stupid.
Okay.
I guess I could always go with the whole not having to say anything after.
Yeah, I don't say anything. Hey, girl, what's up, girl?
Whatever, yesterday you texted me and said, yeah, girl.
I was making fun of you.
Static.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh.
He hung up.
I feel like he was trying and then his phone just...
Yeah, maybe his phone died.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, call us back.
Oh.
Static.
What's up, dude?
What? Hey, yeah.
I'm probably not helping.
No, it's all good, my friend.
Okay. So me and my friends say bro like all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? But what we try to do is work bro.
Oh, no.
What keeps happening? Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
We lost him.
And... See, that is how our day has been going.
I hope he's trying to say that he extends it, because what me and JoJo do, my best friend in the universe, Joey Belleville, we try and extend it. Like his name is Brodus or Brocephus or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brodimus Prime or, yeah.
I don't know.
Bromageddon. Bromageddon.
Bromageddon.
Yeah.
See, those are okay, because you do that with one person.
So literally, I'll call him and be like, doot, doot, doot. Domo arigato, Mr. Brobato. Sup.
Yeah, at least that...
We have to keep going with the bro, like, extended edition.
At least that is creative.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you saying, dude, or, yeah, what's up, bro? Cop out.
The funny thing is, I started saying that as a joke. We used to make fun of other people. Yeah, bro. And it became, you can't tally that one. I'm telling a story.
Yeah. So
you're
keep
the
it
worst.
Out of your story.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it started. And apparently it took over my vocab because I guess I say it a lot.
I guess. I guess because I can literally, when people say or like,
mm-hmm.
I say like a little bit more than I'd like to. But when people say too many times, I just start counting.
I don't say too often,
no,
do I?
No, you don't. Okay. You don't. But when other people do, I just stop listening to what the conversation is about and start counting how many times they say So when I can start counting dudes,
yeah,
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's okay.
Right on, lady friend. No? Is that one weird?
No, that was weird.
Okay.
That one's a little
weird. I don't know what to do.
Yo.
Yo? Yo. Yeah, I liked Vato.
Yeah, Vato.
Except I sound Vato. So white
it's
when
like,
I say
it's
it.
Like a, it's like a...
Right on, Vato.
No, you're saying to. It's the. Vato.
Right on, Vato.
Yeah, there you go.
Like that?
Yeah.
Except I look funny when I say it because I have to like think about it.
Look funny while you said that. That was your fault.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Mitch is trying to help me extend my vocabulary, and you can too. All right? And you can do so by getting over to Facebook. Or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Right now, got some kids for you. At least the band. I don't have kids for you.
We are selling children.
Wow. Okay, sweet. Song's called Sink or Swim, Static Radio. Welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. 8:12 now on your Friday. It is finally here. It is Father's Day Eve. Yeah.
And you have managed to say dude 3 times off air.
So we're up to what, 9? 9 is the count? Niner?
Yeah, 9.
9.
Count.
So joining us to my left, our resident wordsmith.
Yes.
And King Ryder. That would be...
King yo. Ryder.
Yeah, King Ryder. That'd be you.
Be huh? King James is the king.
Huh? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Did you see King James perform last night?
I did see him perform last night.
What are you talking about?
We are talking about
NBA
basketball.
Finals. Yeah. One of the best NBA Finals I think I've seen in like recent decade. It's been spectacular.
Last
so
night's
far.
Game hurt my heart though because I'm going for the Oklahoma City Thunder and that at the very end it was like, that was a foul! That was a foul! No! Oh!
Yeah, but you know what? Kevin Durant just said straight up he missed the shot.
Yeah, I mean, he did. Came short.
Foul or no foul.
Yeah.
And I got to give credit to him as a player. He's like, he's not relying on anything like that. He's just saying, I missed the shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't worry about the foul.
Incredible NBA Finals, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't like LeBron James. I don't. If it was
talented.
Just D-Wade, I'd be like, yes, you're hilarious. I love your commercials. But LeBron, just for some reason, I don't like him. And Chris Bosh is a like really tall, scary-looking man.
He looks like an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah. So there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
It was good basketball. I was excited.
Yes. GameAndMovieGuide.com is where you can find the musings and writings of Yo.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And
it's been busy.
I need help, my friend, because... Right. My friend?
I'm here.
Good job.
Apparently, according to Mitch, I need to expand my vocabulary because I say the terms, quote, so that I can say them.
Quote. He says dude, bro, or man.
A lot, apparently.
Wait, just now noticing this?
Yeah.
No,
I don't notice it. I don't care.
I've noticed this for a long time.
And it's frustrating.
But I just decided to make fun of him yesterday.
She started counting how much I say dude, especially.
Wow.
And so
wow.
That's part of a story that doesn't count. So she's tallying it up today, and at the end of the show, she's gonna make fun of me, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So I need to come up with new phrases, new tagline. What are the enders to sentences?
I call them verbal fillers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I always enjoyed the Olympics, because most people don't realize how many
Olympics
verbal
are.
Fillers they use when they're talking, especially when they're talking to a group or in front of people or on air. Or
you, sir, are brilliant, because we are going to play a round of Olympics coming up soon to give away some comics for Free Comics Friday.
I always loved the Olympics.
Yeah, Olympics are amazing.
Because once you start thinking about it, the funny thing is, when you are acutely aware, oh, I can't use any verbal fillers, one of two things happen.
Yeah.
Either the person uses more of them because they're thinking about it.
Are you thinking about it right now?
Or, I am not, or they say nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed this?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Olympics, ready? You need to talk about this subject. Go. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
As they try to
It's been tough for me today. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously. See, I want to say something at the end.
Seriously.
See, but that's a good thing to do because when you're thinking about what you're going to say, it's a good habit to fall into.
Yeah, that's true.
Say things as best you can.
That's true, my friend.
We have a few
on Facebook.
Hombre.
Hombre. I just can't pull that off. Tommy called and said I should start saying vato. I sound like a dude from California.
Why do you even need to end your sentence that way? Why don't you just end it with a period?
I was saying
I should end it with period so that I will say, yo, welcome to the studio, period.
That was like a harmony.
Yeah.
He can say, Isaac says he can say dog, homie, or G.
Oh, what's wow. Up, G? That so does not work for me.
Cynthia suggests that you don't conform.
Okay.
She says, be a rebel. Josh says he can use rat bone.
Rat bone?
Like, sup, rat bone, or ah, you rat bone. That's what he uses. That's what he says. So.
Dude, Broseph of Arimathea. I like that one. Bro Buffett. I could start saying that.
Bro Bama.
Bro Bama.
Abraham Lincoln. Okay, Justin, we got this. Good one.
See, I like, Amy says, I can't lose the coolness of my verbiage. Seriously, dude. I got that. I like that.
Yeah, but then she.
Chrissy says I should use Klimbo. For those of you who don't get that joke yesterday.
You know what I think you should use? You should just use A at the end of everything.
A, what, I'm Canadian all
hey,
of a sudden?
How's it going there, A?
Yeah.
And to my left, A, we have Yo there, A, from Game of Movie Guide.
I would have to talk like that all the time, though. And people are like, what are you, Rick Moranis?
It'd be
like,
awesome, A. Yeah. Hey, I saw you in Northern Exposure, A.
TJ, on a note, TJ says, make English majors upset and everything with a preposition.
Or a dangling participle.
I'm sorry. Can I ask a simple question?
Now, are we here for grammar class? Or I thought I was going to talk about comic books.
You can talk
movies.
About that later.
I don't want to talk about that later. I want to talk about
you've
it
got
now.
All day. I mean, you've got all day. What is a dangling participle?
It's where you end a sentence without actually ending the sentence.
So that would be like...
That was like at the Static Birthday Bash? When everyone give a big hand to.
Okay.
Like that?
So what I said, so that would be like.
So if you would say something
dot,
like.
Dot, dot.
So there's going to be a concert following.
Following.
That's the whole sound.
Every time I get that look from you, I now know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because you do this
You're referring to.
I never finish my thoughts.
Exactly.
I like that.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I like that. Okay,
Let's
now I know.
Let's talk about what you're here to talk about.
All right. Yo. Do we have to?
Yeah.
I'm still talking about dangling participles. It sounds really, really not. I'm going to play his theme music. Okay, GameAndMovieGuide.com. Yo, welcome to the studio, my friend.
Hey, thanks, eh?
Good job.
We've got a ton of comic books courtesy of Astro Zombies that we will definitely be giving away here soon for Free Comics Friday.
Oh, man, and I'm really excited because the Astro Boys, they give us some picks each week that we feature on the guide. They say, hey, here's some stuff you should check out. And one of their suggestions this week was really good. It's called The Massive.
Okay.
And the first issue of The Massive.
Oh, Brian Wood.
Yes. It reads like the pilot to an epic new TV series. Like, I was reading it, I felt like I was reading a TV script, and this needs to be a TV show.
No way.
The whole setup is there's a series of natural disasters that occurs, right?
Okay.
Like tsunamis, earthquakes, and so on. So the world is in chaos, and there's this group of environmentalists on these two ships, the Capital and the Massive, that kind of stayed offshore while all this was happening because politics were going crazy, and they were just trying to keep themselves safe. So now the world's completely different. Like, Antarctica is gone because it broke apart and melted. And
okay.
So all kinds of crazy stuff going on. So they're trying to figure out, first of all, what happened with the crash. That's what they call this series of natural disasters that has gone on. Mm-hmm. And they believe will continue to go on. They don't think it's over yet.
It's God judging the Earth.
And then they're trying to find out what happened to the Massive, their other ship. Their other ship disappeared all of a sudden during a storm. And they don't know where it is. So they're trying to find that. And they keep getting, like, these tantalizing radar hits as they're searching for it, but they can never quite figure out where it is. And then they're also just trying to survive.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool stuff. It's like It would make a great TV show. I was watching it, and I was thinking it'd make a great TV show. And then one of the characters brings up this whole idea of, like, well, in this world where survival is key, we don't have the luxury of personal morals anymore.
Wow.
And so in my review of the comic book, I really dive into that because I'm like, you know, that is, like, one of the most circular statements ever. We don't have the luxury of personal morals. Well, first of all, if they're personal, i.e. we all determine what's moral, then who's to say whether we have the luxury for them or not? There's no overarching standard. If someone wants to adhere to personal morals, it's up to them to decide. No one can say if that's right or wrong because it's personal.
Right.
However, if morals aren't personal, then of course we still have to adhere to them because it's not up to us to determine them. And so it was a really interesting statement that we explore a little bit. I get excited about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's why we've been talking about Prometheus for a week now.
Yeah, and then on our weekly update, we talk about Prometheus. And you know what I realized this week about Prometheus? It's an intelligent design movie. Straight up intelligent design movie. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, no, because intelligent design is about how God created the earth.
No.
Incorrect. Right. That's creationism. Mm-hmm. Creationism is about how God created the earth. Intelligent design says that the universe was designed by some sort of intelligence.
Right.
The identity of the intelligence is insubstantial.
Ambiguous. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
All that matters is that we recognize there is design. Now, as a Christian, I don't think that's correct. I think the identity of the designer is very important.
Right.
But Prometheus, straight up intelligent design movie.
I like those
thoughts. From beginning to end.
Yeah, it really truly is. So, man!
Yeah, so we talk a little bit about that on our weekly update at the guide.
Stop telling!
And we still have some stuff trickling out of E3. There is so much information. I'm still posting previews and stuff like Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
I put up a preview of Epic Mickey 2.
Dude.
Is coming out soon. There it is. And what else do we got going on? Other comic book reviews. Batman was really good. Batman and Robin was awesome.
Green Lantern, which we have not done a review of, was brilliant, and I keep meaning to bring it in. I purchased it.
Yes, I need to.
I will bring it in because it's literally leading up to the climax of this Indigo tribe.
What a great arc that's been.
Incredible arc, and man, best comic I read this week. Stop it! Stop telling! I'm talking to my friend about comic books. Seriously. If I cannot say dude, bro, or man during Comic Top, then the world is going to explode.
The world is coming to an end.
Yeah, seriously.
And then the guide's approaching its 100th episode.
We're like, seriously?
Episode 92.
Wow.
And so we put up a poll recently because I was kind of curious what people thought of the show.
Is
it too long? Is it too short? Is it too boring?
What do you love?
Is it just right?
Why do you watch it?
Yeah, so we're just trying to get some feedback because as we go over 100, we want to, you know, continue to improve it. So swing by the guide's Facebook page, facebook.com/gameandmovieguide. Share your opinion on the show, like honest opinion.
Right.
My feelings won't be hurt. I'm a movie critic.
Right.
That's a good point.
Truth.
I understand criticism.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When it's constructive and when it's not. And if it's not, I'll ignore it.
Right.
If it is, then I'll listen to it.
Absolutely.
And then this week, caught a preview of Brave. Which doesn't come out until next week, so I am under embargo.
Oh, are you serious?
Can't say anything about it.
Damn,
on
you can't
the
do
air.
That.
Yeah, I just did.
Oh.
But next week we will have our review of Brave, Pixar's latest film. I'm not even gonna tease it.
You saw that.
That is so not fair.
I know.
Seriously.
But it's so funny.
I know. GameAndMovieGuide.com for all the deets. And next week, Brave. So I'm sure we'll be talking about
that. We'll talk Brave next week. It'll be fun.
Wow. I am so amped to hear about that movie because it's Pixar and they have done no wrong so far.
So far.
So far. I'm trying to think.
Cars 2 was kind of a letdown for me.
Haven't seen Cars 2.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, and therefore, maybe they can do some wrong because it was so not looking forward to it, me.
It was a merchandise movie.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of money, so it was very successful in that sense.
Yeah, true. So, my kids love it, but they're also 6 and 8, so what do they know?
You know, my wife enjoyed it. She thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my.
And there were parts of it I enjoyed. Yeah. I mean, it was like a James Bond movie, but all the characters were Cars.
Cars with eyes on the windshield, which is so not realistic.
Of course not, because it has to be on the headlights.
Exactly! You know what I'm talking about.
They actually make a reference to that in Cars 2.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really funny too. It's hilarious. I think of you every time I see that scene.
That is amazing.
I always think of you. I was like, Steve-O would love this scene.
I can't believe you've never seen it. Yeah, no, I never saw it. Because here's the thing. Let me be honest. When Cars 1 came out the first time, I hated it for that reason, because it was like, so unrealistic.
Because
everyone knows that the car's eyes are obviously the headlights and the windshield for eyes. Are you serious? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it when people do that with movies. Like, well, I didn't like it because this part was really unrealistic. They're talking cars. Right. That live in a world full of cars. And you're telling me the part. Like, that happens a lot with like geeks. We get so upset. Well, that's totally unrealistic. You're talking about a movie where a guy flies.
Right. Right.
Wears tights as his main fashion choice.
Yeah.
And has magical powers that exist outside of time and space. But you're upset because of this one little thing that you think is unrealistic.
Like the situation took an unrealistic turn.
Yeah.
I love talking with nerds and geeks about stuff like that when they get upset. That's so unrealistic. It ruined the movie for me. The whole movie's unrealistic. Are you kidding me? It's a bunch of people who wear capes as a fashion choice.
Speaking of,
it's unrealistic.
Okay, I want to talk about this before you go because there's one thing I read yesterday on, I believe it was Geekology. I saw the report on this. Did you see that they hired a writer for the Justice League film?
I heard that that was back on track, yes. I didn't see who the writer was.
The writer is from...
Joss Whedon?
No, and I'm hoping that this is my bride texting me because she was actually the one that showed me. No! Okay. Here's the thing. He was one of the head writers from Castle.
Really?
And done a lot of episodes of Castle. He also wrote something for Gosling that Ryan Gosling did recently. I don't remember.
Okay.
Wrote a few things that I was intrigued about. And, of course, because of that, everybody's going, because he always uses either Gosling and for his work that he writes and or Richard Castle, a.k.a. Nathan Fillion. So the possibilities of Ryan Gosling and Nathan Fillion in the Justice League movie. I freaked out last night. That would
be awesome.
That would be brilliant!
Because everybody wanted Nathan Fillion to be Green Lantern.
Exactly.
And then he voiced Green Lantern.
Exactly.
And it was awesome.
It was amazing. So I'm just saying, nerds unite. Justice League movie back on track. They hired a writer. It's official. And it seems like they want to go the quote-unquote Marvel approach.
I don't know. Nathan Fillion's gotten a little soft doing his cushy TV job.
No.
He'd have to put in a lot of... time at the gym to get ready for
cushy. Got it.
Cushy. Yeah. Like, he's soft.
He's squishy.
He's gotten a little squishy doing his week to week TV job.
Like sweets or something.
No.
He ate a lot of sweets. Got it.
Yeah. He's had it pretty easy. So that'll be
here. It is.
That'll be interesting.
Here it is.
Okay.
See,
I love what an interactive show this is.
Uh-huh.
Social media integrated into the radio.
There you go.
It's
Warner
like
Brothers
HD Entertainment.
There you go.
Warner Brothers and DC Comics has officially hired a screenwriter for the Justice League movie. It's Will Beal.
Never heard of
him. He wrote the upcoming Gangster Squad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Currently planning a Gosling-helmed reboot of Logan's Run. He's also on board to write the new Lethal Weapon.
Why would they reboot that?
I don't know.
I'm upset with that.
Yeah. He did a lot of episodes of Castle, and so, of course, now that's why people are freaking out. The possibility of Gosling and or Nathan Fillion in the Justice League movie would be very cool.
Yes, that'd be very,
very cool. Very cool.
A
of course,
reboot of Lethal Weapon is silly.
That's just a writer. They don't have a director. They don't have anything other than that. And, but still. And thanks to my wife for that moment of production.
Well,
on
I love
show.
How DC kind of sat back and said, oh, we're going to let Marvel take the risk on this whole plan and see if it comes together. And
I'm like,
oh, wow, they're printing money now.
Right.
It looks like it worked out pretty well. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Dude, how many people would want to see that movie? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Green Lantern,
Flash,
Batman, Superman.
But let's face it. the DC Justice League has the more recognizable superheroes. Mm-hmm. And I loved Avengers, so don't take this as like DC Marvel fanboy.
Hawkeye, kind of a background character, right. Black Widow, you know, it's like, really?
Well, even the main ones, I mean, they've done a good job because of the movies that they put them individually, but Iron Man wasn't really an A-lister until his movies kind of came out. Then he had more wide appeal outside of the comic book area.
I can see
Captain America, people knew of him, but he hasn't been quote-unquote relevant outside of comic book fans. And so Justice League, you got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Everybody knows them. Everyone's aware of them.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not doing Marvel DC fanboy. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah, it's
true. They're the more recognizable characters. Yeah. And I'm shocked that DC hasn't even tried any of this as they watch Marvel.
Well, they tried to. They tried to do a Justice League film, and
It unraveled, and that's too bad. My favorite all-time DC Easter egg. I Am Legend. Do you remember?
Yep. Batman Superman movie.
Batman Superman. Yep. It was like, 2014? Yep. Summer of 2014 that was on the poster.
A little teaser poster of Batman Superman
movie.
That
was the worst tease of all time, right? Because I was so furious. It was like, why would you even pretend like
Google
that's going to happen?
Google searches skyrocketed for Batman Superman
film
after that.
Everybody wanted to see that. Everybody. Yeah. Like, if they're not going to do a Justice League movie, and I can understand how that might not come together.
Yeah.
Give me Batman Superman.
That'd be
awesome. A team up movie? That would be amazing.
They're giving it to you in the comic books right now.
I know.
Smallville comic featuring Batman now.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
that's going to be cool. It's about time Batman showed up in the Smallville
universe. If you're a nerd like us, gameandmovieguide.com. If you're not a nerd like Mitch, then I don't know.
Oh, by the way,
change the
channel. They really need to see our weekly update this week because Will has a hole in his chest.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's incredible.
I know. We filmed in front of a green screen and forgot that if you do that, you shouldn't have any green on.
That's awesome.
Pretty rad.
Yeah,
so kept it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So there's a couple points where you can see right through Will.
Yes, dude.
That's awesome.
I always knew Will was like one of those transparent kind of guys.
He really is. Yeah, you can see right through him.
There it is. GameandMovieGuide.com for all the latest and greatest right now.
That's right, Ig.
The band is Sons. The song is Doubt. Thanks to Yo from GameMovieGuide.com for coming in, eh?
Hey, man, my problem. No problem, man.
All right.
I was happy to do it, eh?
Take off, you hoser.
Okay, hoser. I'll check you out later, man.
I need help with my vocabulary. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning,
8:40 a.m., just in case anybody's wondering.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
That's us.
Morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
In the morning, because you okay?
Yeah,
you okay?
I'm good.
You gonna be all right?
I'm good. I'm overwhelmed by everything.
You're not amped up. Get amped up!
Woo!
Yeah!
I love this song!
We're here! Yeah! Okay, that's enough. No more clapping.
Okay. Well, we could either...
Welcome to the show.
Yes. If you have missed the show, then you've missed 10 minutes of nerdom.
Hey! It was the guide break. GameandMovieGuide.com for all the latest on this... Dude, Prometheus, one of the largest nerd moment movies of all time for me.
I know, because you won't stop talking about it.
I'm just saying. I'm still trying to convince my wife that Ridley Scott is the perfect name for our child.
Ridley Scott?
Yes. Not like first and middle
Ridley
name.
Ridley Scott.
That would be his first name.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No? Maybe you should just get another dog.
Okay. Because then I can name him whatever I wanted. That's funny, because last night when I was convincing my wife that Brody would be the perfect name for our child, she said, you know, why didn't you just name the dog Brody if you were so adamant about that name? Because no. So you never know.
I don't think you're gonna get that name.
Yeah. Anyways, we're talking about my vocab.
Yes.
And how apparently it's very limited.
You know what?
Brought in an expert.
I want to say that it's limited when you're
Excited. And I'm
On Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, someone, who was it? They said that it kind of makes it, I'm making it seem like you're not being sincere, but you are. I know you're being, bro, No way, dude. I know you're sincere. I know you're sincere.
I just sincerely need to change my vocab is what you're saying. Because I say it so much that you want to strangle me.
And the word that you replaced, because you did say those words a few times while you were talking to Yo, but not much. The word that you said the most was seriously.
Oh, Stephanie even put, Mitch, you should also tally his use of seriously, bro.
Yeah, and it was true.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. Thank you guys so much for just, judging my vocab.
Well, Albuquerque Lori, I don't know, Albuquerque is her first name.
Yeah.
She says, also eliminate sucks and freaking.
I wouldn't be able to say anything. Seriously. I'm getting a trend here, and I'm thinking you guys just want me to shut up, is what you're saying.
No, Thebes, I'm okay. He says, and the honeymoon's over. Nice knowing you, Mitch.
Thank you. Yes.
Am I nagging already?
Nagging. Maybe not. No, I get it. And I've been trying for the rest. What are we at right now? The tally. You've been tallying dude, bro, man.
Okay, I won't count those.
Okay.
We have 4. Oops, I didn't count that. So just do this. 4, 8, 12 for dude.
You mean 5, 10, 15?
Oh, is it 5, 10, 15?
Yeah, because there's 5 10, tallies 15. There. Yeah. Seriously.
Sorry. 5, 10, 15 for dude. So 5, 8 for bro, and 6 for man I counted.
So apparently dude is the go-to.
Yes.
That is the go-to word.
Yeah.
Or seriously. So I need to come up with a new term for seriously. Honestly.
For real.
For totally.
Totally.
I can't think of other things.
You say it all the same.
I know.
Well, it's okay.
It's the emphasis. I could say any word there, really, and as long as I use that same emphasis.
Chris suggests you use Jamaican alternatives. Bretta.
Which means?
Bro.
Okay.
And friend. Friend.
Ah. Bretta.
Bretta.
That's okay. So it'd be like, it's like brother, but with like a Jamaican accent?
Yeah.
Bretta. I don't want to do that because Kevin Lee's our resident Jamaican.
I know.
He's like straight up from the islands.
I know.
Right.
Which makes me sound like a fool.
Right.
Always.
Exactly. I wouldn't walk out and be like, Bretta. What up, Bretta? And he'd be like, are you mocking me?
Yeah.
Are you making fun of me? Yeah. Static.
Dude, what's up?
What is up, dude?
Seriously,
bro. Dude.
I mean,
bro.
Totally rocking the place with those Judaisms. I say keep it up.
Thank you.
I'm telling you what, communication, there are so many things that you can try to come up with all these words and fancy. But hello, I was just wondering if there's a possibility for, it to be very seriously used.
Uh-huh.
So, come on.
Dude,
it's a
seriously.
Part of your expression, and it's a part of who you are.
Yep.
And how in the world can we sit here and say all these things and just hate on people?
Right? Seriously.
Gosh, I'm being such a hater.
Dude, seriously. Seriously, dude.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal, bro.
Stop drinking the haterade.
Agreed. Whoa. Agreed.
Communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your communication is 7% of actual words, and the rest is nonverbal.
Right.
So you say, dude. If I say, dude, would think, hey, there's like, what are you talking about?
Like,
dude, that was so awesome.
Yep.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't say that. I really just want to know
how much I say
you
it.
Say it.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
So you can judge me?
So I can judge him.
So you can judge me later?
I'm watching him write a letter. He's like, hey, man, thank you so much for doing this.
That's
for me,
seriously
bro.
How I type my emails.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, what is up? Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, bro. Seriously, man.
Hello? Dude.
And people reading my emails can hear me saying it.
I know.
Seriously.
Okay, find out. Here's what you need to do, bro. Is you need to find out what the other languages say, like Spanish.
Right.
Is en serio? So you're in serio?
Yeah, dude. For serio, bro.
Yeah, serio, man. So, dude, keep it up, man. Keep your dude factor alive.
I like it. Thanks for the call, man. That's it right there.
Dude,
I like that.
He was
the dude
upset.
Factor.
He was like legitimately
because you're judging me, bro.
I'm not judging you, girl.
Paul from Houston says, with all these watchwords, Mitch may as well count all the times you use vowels. What, it's true.
Me?
Yeah, what you might may as well count all the times I use a vowel because I use my lingo quite regularly. But maybe I should expand.
Well, no, no.
Maybe it's time to expand
the
vocab.
I'm just saying
it's interesting. All right. Static.
What's going on, guys?
What is up?
Hey, I just had to say, unfortunately, Bebo's vocabulary is in touch with about 80 to 90% of the listeners know exactly.
It's true.
On the
Gene.
Same playing field, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There it is.
It's true.
So he's making it easy to understand.
Yeah, I like that, thank you.
Your communication skills are top notch.
All right.
Thank you.
See, I'm just, you know, you got to know when you're on a missions trip, right? And you're like overseas, you need to know their language, bro. So I'm like, hey, bro, dude, man. Seriously.
That's not what they do.
I'm just saying.
That's the West Coast.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
And then they get it.
I actually have no idea what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
I can tell.
It's time to play a game. Are you ready to play a game?
I'm ready.
All right. We promise it. It is Free Comics Friday, so we are going to give away. We have a stack, courtesy of Astro Zombies.
Yes.
Yeah. Those guys rule.
Yeah.
They're very helpful in our awesomeness. GameMovieGuide.com, by the way, for all of the latest comic book reviews. But we've got a stack of comics that we're going to give away. And in order to do so, we're going to bring back a game that I super love. It's called Olympics.
Oh.
Yes. And it's a good one.
The Olympics.
It's a game I could never really do myself.
The summer 2012 Olympics.
Yeah, that's right. So give us a call, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Our first contestant on the line. Hello.
Hello.
What is up?
Dude,
are you ready for the Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, oh no, what did I get myself into?
All right. So do you know how to play Olympics?
Sort of.
All right, perfect. That's perfect because the rules of Olympics are you can't know how to play Olympics, but it's simple. I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer correctly, we're going to hook you up with a stack of books from Astro Zombies, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Okay.
All right, bro. Okay, here's what you got to do. Name 7 things you would find in a purse. Go.
Glasses. A wallet. Change.
Good try.
I'm sorry. The name of the game is Olympics. All right. 505-338-3700. The phone number. If you think you got what it takes to play Olympics.
And one person gets 500. Just kidding. How many?
We're not going to give all those to one person.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
We got a whole bunch of comics. Oh my gosh.
Look, there's someone
on
the line.
We have like huge stacks, and so we'll let people hold these.
What? You took them from me.
It's because you're bending them, bro.
Oh,
those are comics.
Gosh.
You don't bend them that way.
Okay.
My wife hates going to the comic shop with me because usually if she's in the passenger seat, she'll have to hold them, you know, while we go home. I'm like, no. Just lay them across your lap. Don't bend them. Don't.
Okay.
Those are comics. Okay. Just leave them. Don't squeeze them because then you put a little like.
Answer the phone.
Static.
Hey, I want to play.
You want to play Olympics?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you know how to play?
No.
All right. That's perfect. Good answer, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Name 7 things you would find under the hood of a car. Go.
Carburetor. Engine. Oil. Dipstick. Washer fluid, lots of wires, and a bumper latch.
Does that count?
I don't know.
Judges? Judges?
Hood latch. Change the last one to hood latch, please.
Hood lamps? Hood lamps. He said,
ooh, I think we should cut that.
Yeah, I think we'll give it to him. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, man. Congratulations. You scored a bunch of comic books courtesy of Astro Zombies. Hang out on the line, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Ed, it's just that easy. We'll keep doing this because it's Free Comic Friday.
Yes.
And it's the Friday before Father's Day, and we've got what fathers really want for Father's Day.
Comic books.
That's right.
I had no idea.
Why does that sound so condescending coming from you? It's the truth.
No, I'm not saying it isn't the truth. I've never given my dad comic books, so maybe this is the year.
Failure. I'm trying to help you, bro. That's all I'm trying to do. And all you're doing is judging my vocabulary. Don't tally that!
We're going to
take a quick break. Man. Coming right back, more with us. Because it's our show. I said man, didn't I?
Yeah.
Dang it! I can't do this! I don't want to play your stupid games anymore. We got Pine here right after this. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Just, you know, learning the internal creepies of my co-host.
What? I'm plotting things.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning, and I have good ways to meet people, okay?
Jeff Robbins on Facebook just posted, hey, if you really want to meet Johnny Depp, you need to start hanging out at Prime.
Yeah.
By Vernon's. Apparently, he's over there almost every day.
After six. But now, that being said, I can't go there.
You can't go there now.
Because
no.
I know he's there, and I just have to go
weird
hang out.
Weird out.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have to be like walking past him on the street or something.
Yeah.
And then all the books I carry around all the time.
Because you carry books around so often. What are you, in
fly
high school?
Out of my hands accidentally. Uh-huh. It won't be on purpose. It'll
right.
be an accident. And it'll
uh-huh.
be like, oh, let me help you out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, thanks. Are you Johnny? Johnny Depp?
That's creepy. You're fired.
It's
You're
not
so
gonna
done.
Happen. That's why
Get
I don't
out.
Meet anyone.
Just go.
Okay.
Just go. I'm just kidding. Unfortunately, I'm stuck with you. So, yeah, nothing I can do now. But, yeah, thanks to Jeff for
the advice.
Helping you with your creepy life.
So now I will not be there.
Yeah. So we've been talking about language.
Yes.
Speech.
Yes.
My speech.
And what's annoying?
That apparently. No.
You're not annoying.
Apparently riddled with annoyances from you. Dude, bro, man. My three words.
Those are your, and seriously.
And I just
apparently.
Found out seriously, because now that she said it, I'm noticing, and so I've tried desperately not to say it.
Good job.
For real.
Good job. I'm not even
yep.
tallying that one.
Good.
Yep.
So yeah. Speaking of annoyances. On that, I found a list of the top 10 things that annoy us about our neighbors.
Ooh,
are we ready?
I am.
Oh, yes. Our wonderful neighbors. Actually, it's more our neighbors' yards, not just our neighbors.
Oh, man, I am that neighbor then.
Apparently, it takes only one nasty front yard to make the entire block look trashy.
It's
which
true.
Is true. Which is why most people actually hate the guy who has a trashy front yard. In a new survey, the majority of people say it legitimately angers them when their neighbor's yards are a disaster. What's the number one biggest annoyance in the front yard?
Trash? That was a guess.
That was a good guess.
That was a guess.
Number one, trash everywhere. Yeah,
well,
biggest
what
annoyance.
What stinks is that you're not just throwing your trash out the window. It's blowing into your yard and
yeah.
you don't have time to go pick it up.
Yep.
Obviously, I've dealt with this.
Yeah. So, but truly, one person with a nasty front yard can make the entire block look disgusting.
Trashy.
Trashy. Ooh. Yeah, that's right. That's why it's completely logical that the majority of people do not like the dude that has a nasty front yard. So,
you know what? I used to live in the East Mountains,
uh-huh.
and we lived along this long, windy road. And at the end of this long, windy road, before you turn into this neighborhood,
uh-huh.
there were... I guess they were hippies. Like real hippies, because they didn't
they had
have
like
any...
a Jim Morrison statue out front or
they,
what?
They didn't have any running water. They lived in they probably still live there. In,
so you don't have to worry about them listening because they didn't have a radio.
Right. They might have a radio. They had like 15 dogs that would chase me every day. And they didn't have a fence. Their fence, quote unquote fence, was lined with cars. Like, that's
okay.
how the whole thing... So
this is Moriarty, right?
Edgewood.
Oh, okay.
So they literally kept everyone else out of our neighborhood. So we didn't have a lot of traffic through our neighborhood.
I guess that's good.
Yeah, because people were
worried that the axe murderers on the block would.
Right, and right. So was I, because I had to walk past that house every day.
Yeah. So, top 10 list of things that annoy us about our neighbors' yards. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. Or, of course, Facebook, you can always chime in there as well. But according to a new survey, more than half of people say it legitimately makes them angry when their neighbors' yards are disgusting. Here are the top 10 things that annoy people the most about their neighbor's yard. You already guessed the first one. You think you can guess any more? Let's see.
Bad landscaping? Is that on there?
Define bad landscaping.
Just like a dirt lot?
A dirt lot. No.
Okay. No, that's not there. Okay, what's number 10?
I mean, it's pretty much... Okay, number 10, which really... Okay. Cheap imitation Greek statues. Number 10. I can honestly say I do not have those neighbors.
No, I don't either.
With Greek statues in their front yards. But, yeah. When I was in Nashville, actually, we were at this coffee shop, and Steven said, you want to go see Robert Plant's house? Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin? And I said, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, he lives about a block from here. So he jumped in the car.
No, he does not. Okay, go ahead. Keep on.
In Nashville, not here.
Oh, Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember in at the beginning Nashville. Of the story when I said, when I was in Nashville.
I skipped that. Yeah.
In a coffee shop with Steven. Yeah. And seriously, so he drove me over there and he had the most disgusting lawn statues, like this golden swan thing. And like, it was really gaudy. The house was pink, by the way.
It's from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. So he had some really interesting, maybe it was the neighbors of Robert Plant that put that for their list of annoying neighbor things.
Yeah.
Number 10, cheap imitation Greek statues. Number 9, AstroTurf instead of real grass.
That is so annoying.
I don't think I've ever seen that either.
I've seen that.
That would be awesome.
No.
It's like a putting green in your front yard.
No, we had that in our backyard when we moved in, and I understand it's great for kids. Not for dogs.
Actually, did you know it's not great for kids because it can like
hurt
like the water and everything just kind of hangs out
mold.
On the fake AstroTurf and mold and disgusting. Because I seriously wanted a putting green in our backyard. Like, Chrissy, we need a putting green. We don't want real grass. Let's get a putting green. So let's get AstroTurf. And no, yeah, sure enough, it's actually really, really, really not good for kids.
I always felt that way about wood chips too because it gets nasty underneath and then you have to turn it and then
good
it smells gross.
Yeah. That's also, okay.
Is that on the list?
No. Top 10 things that people hate about their neighbors' front yards that make them the trashiest, basically. Number 8, children's toys permanently left out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like tricycles, little dolls hanging out. Yeah.
Do you have a little bit of bitterness here?
No. Oh, okay. I can think of these things and go, yep, I can see a few items outside right now that,
would need to be picked
up. That would need to be picked up.
Yeah,
down
that
the street.
Is annoying. That is annoying.
Number 7. No, go ahead.
I was thinking, well, like when you said annoying neighbors, I was thinking like literally the neighbors.
Oh, you mean like loud music at 3 o'clock in the morning, 18 beer cans out front, parties going on, that type of thing?
That kind of stuff.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg blasting.
Mind on my money. But, or I understand, okay, some people have a hard time with getting their kids to go to sleep. I understand that.
Okay.
But it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, I don't
And
have
you're
that
screaming at your kid as well. Not you specifically, but
no,
the neighbors are also, go to sleep!
It's called being a parent and, you know, I don't know.
And I would just wake up and be like, they are scaring me.
Yeah.
And they're screaming at their kids, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, no. Neighbors are a completely different story. Not talking about the neighbors, because for me more, it's the dogs of said neighbors.
Oh, put them in a kennel.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But yeah, no. This is the top 10 things that annoy people the most about their neighbors' yards. And number 10, cheap imitation Greek statues. Number 9, AstroTurf instead of real grass. Number 8, children's toys permanently left out. Number 7, I don't get this one, a garden that's totally paved over.
How do you pave over a garden?
No clue. How would you know a garden's there if it's paved over?
A garden that is can someone explain this? Because I don't get it. A garden that is totally paved.
Number 6.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm really stuck on that.
A half-finished deck or paving. I get that.
Yeah,
like,
that's annoying.
Yeah.
It's a work in
progress. Why there's homeowners associations now.
We don't have that.
Yeah. It's good and bad. We got a letter, actually, that let us know that we were in violation, and they were going to take us to court if I didn't remove the basketball goal from out front.
Really?
Yeah.
So a basketball?
Yeah. Well, it's one that moves, so I just store it in the garage. But what sucks about it is...
They're on you right away.
Yeah, dude. And I can't... If kids aren't currently playing, then it's not allowed to be out there. And yeah, it's frustrating because there's like three neighbors on the block that have those out. And I'm like, well, apparently they're rich and can afford the $150 fine / court that they were going to take me to. So I just rolled it back
lame.
In the house. Yeah. Number five on the top 10 things that annoy people about the annoy people the most about their neighbor's yards. Dead grass. Number five.
I can see that being annoying.
I don't see that problem because it's all xeriscaped here.
Yeah.
It's all rocks and
that's
yuccas.
True. I can see that being annoying if you have water to water your grass.
And I think, again, with homeowners associations, all of these, like dead grass, number four, overgrown hedges, number three, broken garden furniture.
This is something.
Random.
Yeah, garden furniture. Yeah. This is something I never planned on. Like, I didn't think about this when I bought a house.
Right.
That you have to take care of the outside as
yeah,
well.
No,
I didn't
do.
Think
yeah.
about that. Yeah, and no. so, you know.
Homeowners associations definitely help you with that and or not help you because, yeah.
They charge you and
they
then
will
they charge
you. Charge
you more.
Yeah. Number two, overgrown grass or weeds in your front. Again, I feel like New Mexico is totally void of this because we're mostly xeriscaped.
Yeah.
And number one, you said it, trash everywhere. So top 10 things that annoy you about your neighbor's yards.
Don't go to the mountains. Don't like trash everywhere.
Yeah, because obviously you guys don't have homeowner fees or anything out
no.
there, right? Like no homeowners. Do you even have homeowners out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sweet.
We do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
yes,
just about
do.
7 miles apart from each other.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Mm, yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I've seen way too many horror movies where it just goes awry for the family that lives in the woods. So
that's like, but they're
never,
new out there.
Never,
they're the new
ever,
ones.
Ever. That's true.
We didn't accept the new ones.
Oh, wow. Wow, Mitch. Anyways, all right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Static Radio 922 now. What is up?
Oh, I don't know.
No? It's Father's Day Eve.
That means you got 2 days to prepare.
Yeah, in 2 days, dude, don't bail on your dad. Get him something awesome. Of course, what happens is normally you get, you know, a tie. You get some maybe like... spatulas for your grill. You
spatulas.
Get. I'm just trying to think of things that, you know, most dads normally would get that, you know, might not be what they want for Father's Day.
What else would they get? Cufflinks?
See, I'm like an entertainment dude. You know what
so
I mean?
So you want like a video game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like Blu-rays or like, I don't know, comic books.
Yeah.
My wife's pretty amazing. She knows.
She's good at it.
Yeah, she knows.
Got
so
this.
Usually I'll get like the gift card.
Yeah.
To places or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So, Static.
Hello in the morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Pool Boy from Cruises. What is up, dude?
Dude, I was listening to the show earlier, and when you guys get into the game and movie guide, I get lost, bro.
Thank you.
Dude, you guys, what I do is I'm like a sponge. When that part comes on, I try to soak in everything and then try to relay it to my son. But, dude, I love listening to you guys. Yo sounds like Seinfeld.
Nice.
And, dude, I mean, hey, happy Father's Day, bro. Happy Friday.
Happy Father's Day.
And, dude, you know what I'll be happy with? I got a thing for shoes, man.
You got a thing for shoes?
Yeah, dude, I probably have about 12 pair.
Wow.
Dude, that's six times the amount of shoes I have.
And, dude, they are, like, in mint condition. Like, I wash them after I wear them.
Wow, dude.
Yeah,
you are serious about it.
I don't know what it is, but I told my wife, babe, just take me to get some shoes. I'll be happy.
Dude. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird because the women are supposed to have the shoe thing. But, yeah, bro. But I'm all man, though, so.
We talked about the shoe thing yesterday. I wonder if we could accurately judge you according to your shoes.
I know, right? Yeah. According to a survey, you can accurately judge somebody up to 90% of their personality traits, who they are based upon their shoes.
Accurately, so yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, 12 pair of shoes.
If you had seen my shoes, you would say, okay, I can see he could be a little sophisticated at times, but most of the time he's a man in a 24-year-old. Like, dude, I like the Nikes. Yes. I got some cool little slip-on, lacrosse. Lacoste shoes, those little slip-ons. I mean, I got a bunch of dress shoes. Oh, I didn't even count the dress shoes, so.
Wow.
So, man, but, yeah, love you guys. Happy Father's Day.
Give love you too. I'm
sending it to my
time. There you go. Happy Father's Day. Pool boy from Cruises right there. Static.
Oh, man, you should have let that guy talk way longer.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm like, hello. Happy Father's Day early.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Mitch.
I don't have children. Don't worry about it.
You know what? You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Oh, yeah. Well, fine.
You sound great on the air.
Aw, thanks.
And happy Father's Day.
What do you want for Father's Day?
What do I want?
Yeah.
World peace.
Like world peace because you can't chew things anymore because you don't have teeth, so you have to drink through straws.
Yes, dude. Hey, man, did you hear about my audition?
No.
I'm auditioning today for a role on a little TV show.
Are you serious?
What TV show?
It's called Breaking Bad.
Oh, stop it right now!
No!
Amazing!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's very cool. That deserves a...
Good for you.
Look
at you.
Yeah, nicely done, man.
Thanks, bro.
Right on.
Bro.
You'll have to tell us how it goes, man. My friend.
That's why I've been training like a ninja, so...
Like a ninja? It's not like a...
That's not what that
Japanese
show's about.
Japanese theater film thing.
Isn't that what that show's about?
No. It's set in New Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, New Mexico ninjas. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe I should do a little more research.
Yeah. I would. So.
You don't have to go there knowing any fighting technique.
I was told it was a show about ninjas at a pool party.
Oh, dude, are you wearing your Speedo to the audition? I think that would work. That's perfect. It would help immensely.
That's why I was cast. Hello.
Because of that one reason right there.
Wow. There it is. All right,
anyway,
man.
I'll let you know how to see you.
All right. Okay. Happy Father's Day to that guy right there.
Yeah.
And to all fathers out there, it's Father's Day Eve. And we want to know, we got about half an hour left to show. Let's talk about this, what men really want for Father's Day. Because this morning we've touched on stories, whether it be Botox.
Ugh,
really?
Gross.
Men do not want Botox. But according to one company, a Botox company, they said doing research for marketing. And all right, let's see who really is interested in this. 44% of their clientele or of the people researching their website, men. Now, that could mean men researching for their wives, maybe. I don't know. I just don't see men like, you know what I could really use? A collagen injection in my lips. Isn't that what it is?
I think so, but that's not Botox. Botox is taking away wrinkles and giving you like facelifts.
Oh, so it's like Joan Rivers stuff.
Sure, yeah.
The lady that looks like a skeleton that's like on E or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 173 years old.
That stuff.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So,
but
right on.
I imagine like guys, fathers just want like a day to relax.
That would be nice.
Like a day where it's like it's your day off and there's no honey-do list.
Ah, yes, the honey-do. The honey-do list, which, I would like to say my wife's right now isn't super long, which is great.
That's cool.
In fact, my wife was asking me what I wanted to do for Father's Day, and the first thing I thought about was hanging up all the stuff that we got, like when we were out in IKEA.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of shelving and lamps and things, and so it's like, what I could really use is a stud finder so that I could hang these... So that I can hang these things
like
up.
The beep, beep, beep.
But then that's not,
the
yeah. Well, because right now I do the knock.
So do I. And it doesn't always work.
It does not. And it, you know, does, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, there's something there and it's not working.
And then the shell falls. Yeah. I made the mistake of my wife got this fruit basket that hangs from the ceiling.
Oh, it's yes. Like, you have to find the right thing.
Yeah, that's good. That'll work. And yeah, sure enough, like at the sink, washing my hands and gaga, and then avocados and onions went everywhere. It was like, sweet. Yes, I am awesome.
That is awful.
I'm a man. Yeah.
Man. I don't need instruction.
Static.
Hey, man, you guys are talking about a perfect Father's Day gift?
Yeah.
Well, I got an 18-month-old, and my mom or my wife's dad just passed away a couple months ago. And he never got to take her camping, so that would be my perfect Father's Day.
Oh, dude.
Take my daughter and my wife up into the mountains and do real camping for like 2 or 3 days.
There you go, man.
That's nice.
I like that one. I like it. Thanks for the call, man.
Not a problem, you guys. God bless.
All right, you too. You go ahead, tally those. I just said man three times.
I know. I was like, wow, should I really put that?
Now I'm starting to notice. Case, you're just joining us. Mitch has decided to help me expand my vocabulary by not allowing me to say dude, bro, or man.
And those times won't count.
Okay, cool. And toweling every single time. Dude has it for sure.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
I didn't realize how often I said that.
And I haven't even caught every single one of them because it's such a regular part of your vocabulary.
Yeah, it's like, pretty bad.
I notice when you're sentimental.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's your word.
Man. That's See? Like my go-to That's for your, like serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you want to help Steve-O expand his vocabulary.
That's right.
Jason says several options. Since people keep recommending different languages, why not just go totally bonkers and learn Klingon?
Oh, dude.
Why? Right? Dude, man, and bro are words that have very flexible meanings. Steve-O can learn to be more specific in his exclamation.
Ah.
For instance, they can all pretty much mean excitement, enthusiasm, or shocking at something horrible. Same goes for man. So specify with awesome or fantastic or rad.
Yeah.
For the negative things, try lame or go the Mitch route and say cool.
Not. Oh, man.
Speaking of Mitch does use a lot of not and yo.
Okay.
I do.
You kind of do.
Seems a little like the pot calling the kettle black.
It's true.
I enjoy
you
those
say,
words.
Oh,
what's
what
up,
is
yo?
What is the one that you're trying to bring back that you've been saying?
Duh.
And there's another one that's like,
ner.
That's the one. Yeah, that's totally not grating on me every single time you say it. Static.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Guys, just listening to you guys talk, perfect weekend is just a dad to get together and take off and go do a lake trip.
Oh, yes.
So relaxing
seems to be it. Yeah.
That's it, man. Get the day off and don't have to do anything. But, hey, I got another word for you, Steve-O, when you're talking.
Yeah.
That when you're in conversation with other pastors or whatever that comes on and you guys start, truth is your other one that
truth.
I end up losing the conversation because I count how many times you say truth.
All right. Happy Father's Day, man. All right.
Wow.
You know what? Fine.
This
apparently, I have seven
day.
Words. There are seven words I say over and over and over.
Well,
and they are dude, man, bro, seriously, truth. What else do I say? Touche.
Touche. I think that's pretty much it.
Oh.
But at least it's expanding.
Truth. Steamer. Oh, hey.
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 There might only be, what did you say, seven words?
Yeah.
There might only be seven, but according to you, 19.
Yeah, that's also true. That is also very, very true.
You're
that is my number. That is the go-to number.
Yeah.
Thank you for busting me on that one. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Totally. Truth. That's my number, apparently. It's all in nines. So it could be 9, 19. It's usually 19.
Yeah, my number's 12, and when I'm talking about my age and I'm younger, it's 4.
Really?
I
was like 4 years old.
Yeah, always 4. I could have been 9. I was
so
4.
So the year you were 4 was a very eventful year, basically, is what you're saying.
That's when everything mind-blowing
happened.
It's
funny how we do that, though.
Yeah.
Because as I'm learning throughout the morning, you know, we've been doing this for about an hour and a half. You've been tallying the dude bromans.
Yes.
And apparently I have a dude bromance because I say those
words.
Yeah. A lot.
Yes.
That I need to.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally.
Seriously.
Truth.
For real.
Yeah.
Yo.
Man. Yep. That's
was that
the go-to.
An accident?
That was an accident, actually. Because that's, I think they're right. I think man really is the one where it's like the sympathetic or like,
man.
Wow.
That's your thing when you get serious and it's a little bit airy like Batman. Like, why is he talking like that?
Incredible. Learning a lot about myself. We want to learn about you. It's Father's Day Eve. What do you want? What do you really want for Father's Day? A lot of times, let's be honest, we get kind of not awesome gifts.
Yeah.
But it's reading all of these articles today, every single one got it wrong. Hey, this is what men really want for Father's Day. No, they really want this. And it was
Let's face it, awful things. Every man just wants a bag of charcoal to grow.
I'm
just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. The last thing I want to do on Father's Day is grill.
Is anything.
Yeah. Truth. I'm just going to punch myself in the face because I'm very limited in my vocabulary.
You're very like on guard right now. You're self-conscious about yourself.
I am. So I just keep giggling at myself. It's awful. Seriously.
Okay. But yeah, we'd like to know what you actually want for Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I don't go out and get my dad something dumb.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. My wife asked me what I wanted to do. And yeah, I had a hard time because it's like, well, game three of the finals is at 6. I'd really love to be sitting on the couch watching said finals game with my kids.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Do I really want to do anything? No.
No.
Not really.
And plus, it's a Sunday.
Right. My mom even called and was like, hey, are we going to barbecue? What are we going to do?
Like,
let's hang out.
You can barbecue and bring it over.
That just sounds like so much work.
That's when holidays get stressful. Yeah, that's when holidays get really stressful because it's like even more pressure to plan something.
Yeah.
And then stuff doesn't work out. And, oh, can you grab this on your way over? You're like, oh, I just really wanted to sleep. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah. Like, truth.
For real.
Seriously. All I'd love is like 19 hours of sleep. I hate this day. I quit. Apparently I can't say anything.
It's okay. Get over it. Tomorrow.
Right now, an incredible dude. His name's AJ Cheek.
Oh, yes.
And I love him. The song's called The River. Static. Darkness brings no. Yep.
What's up, bro?
Dude.
Man.
Seriously.
I'm lifting the ban.
Yeah?
I'm lifting the ban. We got
final break, dude, bro, man. Seriously,
yes.
Truth. I just said that like 19 times. There it is. 9:42 now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
That would be us.
Yes.
That would be us.
Yeah, I'm lifting the ban because you did a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I say you did a good job, but 5, 10,
I would like to
15,
thank all my supporters, 20. Like Allison on Facebook, who says, let him talk his normal awesome way.
That was not your normal awesome way. Say it in your awesome way.
Dude, let him talk his normal awesome way. Seriously.
You could have...
Which is exactly why I need to name my son Brody. I'm just saying.
And this is exactly why Chrissy's not letting you name him Brody.
Could you imagine he just comes out like, bro, what is up? I am here. Hello.
So it's not, from what I'm gathering.
It'd be amazing.
The birth of your children is not about their entrance into the world. It's how you are going to respond to them when they are born.
No, that's what they say. I'm saying if he came out like that, that would be rad. Be like, yes, dude, right here, bro. Yeah.
Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 2 times.
20, dude, 22 times I said dude.
That I counted.
Yeah.
And that's when.
That one, hands down, right?
Yeah.
That's my
down.
Go-to word.
Yes, man was came in second with 15.
Because that's when I'm, you know, man. Right.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Apparently, that's my go-to word when I'm... So now, at least you know if I ever say, man.
I know
that. I'm being sincere with whatever situation you're going through.
Yes.
Seriously.
Unless you're not making eye contact with me, then I don't... Because apparently you don't...
Why?
Because you don't listen if I don't see you. Yeah.
True.
Unless you're a caller.
Yep. Because then I can't.
Yes, I know.
Static!
Hey, Steve, instead of naming your son Brody, why don't you just name it after the old man?
Because I already have a nephew named Matt?
Oh,
that'd be
okay.
Weird. And the fact that that's just Weird. So, I can't name you. That actually brings up another good point. Thanks for the call. You can't name people after friends.
Or
because that friend then has a say in the rest of his life because it's like his namesake. And then secondly, all the rest of your friends are like, oh, really, bro? I thought we were okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
No, it's fine.
Because the truth be told, I had always said, dude, if I ever have a little bro, his name's going to be Joey, you know? But then that's, I don't know.
Your best friend became Joey.
Well, no.
Oh.
It was because of Joey.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
now you can make it his middle name?
No, can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, a little JoJo. Because there's already a very special JoJo in my life. And he's my best friend.
Okay.
So
no one can take that place?
No one can take, not even my child, bro. Seriously, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to totally stop saying those things.
Well, you have a few other suggestions.
That's not going to happen.
Essay?
Yeah, we got a ton of suggestions on Facebook, by the way. Thank you for all the comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Most of them weren't even comments to help you. They were just in support of you saying dude, man, and bro.
Yeah.
Let him talk how he wants.
Yeah, seriously, bro. Essay? I can't say any of those. Most of them we got this morning were like Vato, homie, essay. Seriously, essay.
Righteous,
bro. I mean, righteous, Holmes. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, Mara.
Yeah, if we're being fair, we all do it.
That's we do.
True.
I mean, we all do it.
What do you say?
Love the guy.
Oh,
you
yeah.
do. Is that your preface to something bad?
Hey, love him. Love the guy.
Love the guy.
Love the guy. Now, here's what I hate
about
him.
But the dude. And then you end it with, like I said, love the guy.
Love the guy. Love.
It's the most simple sandwich method.
Now I'm going to find what you do.
Oh, I have a lot of things.
You really do. I don't even have to try and come up with them. Ner, not, duh.
That one's funny.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It is so not.
Duh.
No. Anyways. That's just about it for us.
Yes.
I can't believe another week is in the books.
I know.
And write it down.
Still have stuff to give away.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal, bro.
HDB. It is time for us to say goodbye, but before we go, we've got a couple cool little prize packages for Pops, right?
Yes.
Because it's Father's Day on Sunday, and we got a couple things that we just desperately need to get rid of. I mean, wonderful things to give away.
Yes. can we give away a few of those?
The studio is crazy cluttered. What?
We already did comic books.
Mitch, we can give away whatever you want.
More comic books.
Yeah?
More comic books as well as this stuff.
All right.
We have a lot of stuff to give away.
We really, really do. And so what we're going to do is 505-338-3700. The first person who...
There you are!
Static!
This is Thebes.
Thebes!
Hey,
Father's man!
Day,
I know...
Happy Father's Day!
I know your address by heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you used to mail his stuff out?
Yeah, I know
That's
it by
awesome.
Heart.
That's
weird.
I know.
It's pretty right on right there. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, this is a great show this morning. I laughed very hard.
Really?
Yay!
That's
very
good.
Hard. Well, that means we did our job.
Yes.
You did.
So.
Would you like to play a round of the Olympics?
No, dude, he just wins.
He just wins?
Yeah, I was going to say the first dad that calls with the coolest mustache in the universe, and it happened to be Thebes. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah, you see how that works?
I see how that works.
Yeah, you hang out on the line.
Excellent.
So, you hang out on the line. Yeah, Thebes in California. Okay, who we got here? Static.
Brian, what's up, man?
What? Brian and Grants?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Okay, would you like to... You're a Pops now.
Oh, yeah.
Is this
You're
like...
Nice.
Is this... How many years is this now for you as a Pops? Because I know new babes, right? So...
My little girl's going to be 2.5, and then I'm having a boy here in August.
Right on. See, so there... Because a couple Father's Days.
Yeah.
All right. Right on.
I like
right
that. On.
I like that. Hang out on the line, man.
All right.
Is it weird that I'm starting to recognize the voices of our peeps?
Of the father peeps.
Of the father... What?
Father people.
Right.
Father
I totally
people.
Knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Sweet. On that, we're out.
Yes.
But everybody have a great Father's Day.
And a happy Freaky Friday.
Eve. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Anyways. Yeah. We leave you with the Culture Shock Soundgarden. Live to Rise. It's Static Radio.
Yes, it is. Steve-O and Mitch.
You want to say peace, because that's your out normally.
I know. Yeah. Ready? See? You got this. Ready?
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
This is Culture Shock.